In an old German kingdom long ago, a wise and beautiful princess ruled. She had a son of marriageable age, Prince Siegfried, who was only moderately interested in marriage. He much preferred to go hunting with his friends or celebrate secret parties, which at times aroused the displeasure of his mother and his teacher.
I know how much you love the hunt, and yet I warn you, practice shooting so that you can defend yourself in an emergency, but respect the life of every other creature.
Yes, thank you, Mother. That's very kind of you. But I still cannot marry someone for whom my heart does not beat.
Wait for tomorrow. I'm retiring now. Don't overdo it, not so loud. Celebrate quietly, but don't lose sight of the most important thing.
Because the most important thing is under the table. Tra-la-la. Once you've drunk enough, you can hope for love. Tra-la-la.
Fool, you better dance on, rather than repeat stupid sayings. I don't feel like joking.
Up the cups. The princess has retired. Now you can let the cat out again.
Be gone. Go dance and get out of my sight. I must think.
Shortly before midnight, however, Siegfried sent his friends home to appease his mother as mildly as possible. He remained on the terrace for a moment. Only Benno, his best friend since childhood, was with him. Suddenly, the two of them heard wings flapping and strange sounds above them in the air. They looked up and noticed a train of white swans in the night sky. Siegfried followed the biggest and most beautiful swan with his eyes. But what was that? Was there not something flashing and flashing on the swan's head? It almost seemed to him to be wearing a small crown.
I followed the swans that passed by my castle tonight, and here I find you as if the swans had shown me the way to you. You're beautiful.
The swan you tried to kill was me.
No, I didn't mean to kill him. Yes, I was trying to kill him. You are the swan?
Who do you think you are? A duck in love, staring at my pretty swan? First you want to shoot her, then seduce her. But I tell you, the only thing in your bed that will ever remind you of the beautiful swan princess is your pillow. Fill it with swan feathers, and you'll be close to her, you silly prince.
I am not afraid of you.